morning. Time again for Moments of Melody. 5 minutes to help you begin your day with a song. I met God in the morning when my day was at its best, and His presence came like sunrise, with a glory in my breast. All day long the presence lingered, all day long He stayed with me, and we sailed in perfect calmness o'er a very troubled sea. Other ships were blown and battered, other ships were sore distressed, but the winds that seemed to drive them brought to us both peace and rest. Then I thought of other mornings with a keen remorse of mind, when I too had loosed the moorings with the presence left behind. So I think I know the secret, learn from many a troubled way. You must meet God in the morning if you want Him through the day. Gospel according to Dr. Luke, chapter 7. Then when John's messengers had gone away, he took occasion to speak of John to the multitudes. The Lord Jesus asked, "What was it that you expected to see when you went out into the wilderness? Was it a reed trembling in the wind? No, not that. What was it you went out to see? Was it a man clad in silk? You must look in kings' palaces for men that go proudly dressed and live in luxury. What was it then that you went out to see? A prophet? Yes, and something more, I tell you, than a prophet. This is the man of whom it was written, 'Behold, I am sending before thy face that angel of mine who is to prepare the way before thee.' I tell you, there is no greater than John the Baptist among all the sons of women. Yet to be the least of the kingdom of heaven is to be greater than he." It was the common folk who listened to him, and the publicans that had given God his due by receiving John's baptism, whereas the Pharisees and the lawyers, by refusing it, had frustrated God's plan for them. And the Lord said, "To what then shall I compare the men of this generation? What are they like? They put me in mind of those children who call out to their companions as they sit in the marketplace and say, 'You would not dance when we piped to you. You would not mourn when we wept to you.' When John came, he would neither eat nor drink. You say he is possessed. When the Son of Man came, he ate and drank with you, and of him you say, 'Here is a glutton. He loves wine. He's a friend of publicans and sinners.' But wisdom is vindicated by all her children."